Well, cheers. Shane O'Neill, tell me about him. How did it come about?
Yeah, a little bit out of the blue, Nick, to be honest. It sometimes happens. You know, we hadn't planned really to do much today. Opportunity arose early this evening, and we've just been battling against the clock, really, because it's an international transfer, so there's additional paperwork and stuff to enter on the TMS. But, a young player who's played a number of games in the MLS. We've got a few contacts out there, so we've done a little bit of homework as quick as we could, some due diligence, and the deal that has been set up really is a good one for the club to look at a young player who's fairly versatile and wants an opportunity in England, you know, for us to look at to the end of the season.
Yeah, was it a no-brainer, really, when it popped up for you?
Yeah, pretty much, especially when, you know, everything that came back about him was positive and, you know, the connection originally came from Sean through somebody that he knows, so there's a good recommendation in the first place. And then, you know, we've got a few contacts that are set over in the MLS and we know the league fairly well, and, you know, you're able to get clips of every player in every league nowadays. So, yeah, you know, although it was a little bit quicker than we'd like to do things and wasn't originally planned, when the opportunity arose, it was, as you describe it, a no-brainer just to add a young player to the squad who we think can contribute between now and the end of the season. Gives us a great opportunity for Sean and the coaching staff to look at him. And it's a financial deal that really suits the club as well. So it's a good one for us.
Yeah, you mentioned versatility, Jez. I think he can play anywhere across the back line. I think he has played defensive midfield as well in the past.
Yeah, and it's useful for us, you know, especially, you know, when you look at the loan deadline will close. I know not yet, but, you know, there will be a point at which everybody wants to cover up every position. And whilst you can think, well, you know, a better option may come around when the window reopens again, there didn't seem to be really in terms of the whole structure of the deal, both financially, the type of player he is, his pedigree, the fact that, like you say, he can play in a number of positions, the positive reports we've had. Just seen something on the internet today. We were chasing around trying to get some reports from a certain club on the west coast of the US, and they've even been linked with the player. So we're pretty happy with managing to get something over the line today that, you know, we really, really hadn't anticipated doing.
Yeah, and is it one of those where you've got a few months now, obviously, to get to know him to get to know you, and if everything works out, there's a possibility to go beyond the end of the season?
Yeah, maybe. But I think at the minute, you know, things have been done, you know, between three parties today, none of whom have met. You know, it's he'll drive up to the training ground tomorrow. So it's been a little bit fought and frantic last minute. What it does is it gives Sean and the coaching staff the opportunity to work with Shane and for us to see if he can contribute in the future. And then there's another discussion to be had with, you know, his parent club and representatives, etc. But I think it's important that when these sort of opportunities arise, you know, you do your best to try and grab the moment and get the player to the club. And from our perspective, there's very, very, very few downsides to that arrangement, and gives us a good opportunity to look at him. And hopefully, you know, he's in a position where he can, you know, make a contribution between now and the end of the season, because there's still a lot of games and there's still everything to play for.